Block big city transit plans to toll our freeways. We'll talk about that with State Senator Tim Sheldon coming up next. Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. Glad to be with you and glad to take your phone calls and your emails. You know that we've talked about tolling a lot on this program, and I've never made any secret of the fact that I would both personally benefit from the tolling of freeways, and I personally hate the idea. And so I've admitted my dog in the fight on this one. So I'm glad to see anybody stand up and say, let's make sure that we don't allow government to start tolling citizens to be able to drive on the roads and the freeways and the highways that they've already paid for and continue to pay for by paying their gasoline taxes, car tab fees, automobile registration fees, and the like. So when I saw that State Senator Tim Sheldon had introduced a bill, and let's hope it gets through the legislature, to block Seattle's plan to impose tolls on downtown streets, I knew I had to get the senator on to talk about it. Senator Sheldon, welcome to the program. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Lars. Great to talk to you.
So now, this bill, SB 5104, is only going to deal with tolling of downtown streets, or would it by extension also apply to freeways as well?
No, it would not apply to, well, if the city owned the freeway, but I doubt that's going to be the case, it would apply to all cities and counties, all incorporated cities and counties, and the big regional transit metropolitan groups as well.
And you see this as, I'm sorry, go ahead, Senator.
And really what I'm trying to get at here, Lars, is what you just mentioned, is that there's existing city streets in Seattle. They're putting together a plan right now to perhaps enact tolls on the city streets. Those were already paid for by the citizens. They were partially paid for by the state, but also by the city's residents and taxpayers. So it really is a plan to keep people from driving in Seattle. I mean, to turn Seattle into Paris. Let's face it, they don't want cars. But those of us that don't live in Seattle, that live in rural areas or suburban areas, we go to Seattle for educational opportunities or academic issues. We go for medical issues. We go for entertainment. We go for a lot of reasons, but we would not have a vote on that. The city council could do it with also the city's citizens could vote for those tolls. And it's really unproductive, unfair. And the state should be able to enact tolls, as you say, for new facilities like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge or other freeway entities that are state highways. But I would not think that the citizens of the state would want their city to be able to enact tolls.
I hope you have some friends in the Oregon legislature who can introduce the same kind of plan in the Oregon legislature, which starts up a little later than yours does. Yours starts on the 14th. But I see the same problem here. And Senator, just so you understand where I'm coming from, I drive a car to work every day. And yes, if they began tolling the streets and also the freeways, the separate issue, it would actually benefit me personally, because you'd have fewer people driving on the streets if the, you know, city and government masters get their way, because they're going to toll the poorest people in Washington state and in Oregon, the poorest people in the state of Oregon, off the freeways and perhaps off the city streets as well. So while I would personally benefit from it, and I could have probably afford to pay the tolls, I get paid nicely, that I think this is just so un-American, it's so anti-car, and I've seen your comments. This really is part of the war on the automobile, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, I'm a Democrat, Lars, and to me, the Democrats of Seattle and King County, dominated by Democrats, their idea is to reward the elite. My idea as a Democrat is the equality for all. I just don't see why we should have an extra charge to visit the city. And I hope that the bill has legs. I hope that the Oregon legislature takes a hard look at it, too. It's important. It really is. The cost of living is going up. People can't afford to live in the city anymore, so they're commuting in, losing money on the deal. And then think about the parking charges. It's amazing how much you can pay for parking. They've kind of maxed that out, so now they're going to turn to another method and add on to the parking charges with a toll.
Well, Senator, so I wasn't going to bring
I'm
up
really,
the fact
I'm really afraid of it.
I wasn't going to bring up the fact that you're a Democrat, but I look for opportunities to find something from your party's side of the aisle to agree with every week. And so this week, I actually got my goal. I got to agree with a Democrat about something. And that's the part that I find almost the strangest coming from my side of the aisle is that, you know, Democrats always talk about being progressive and that being for the working person and progressive taxation and this and that and the other thing. And I think this is so unprogressive because Jay Inslee will never have a problem paying the toll, and Shama Sawant won't have a problem paying the toll, and Jenny Durkin won't have a problem paying the toll, and Lars Larson or John Carlson or Kirby Wilbur won't have a problem paying the toll. But the average Joe or Jane who works a paycheck job is probably going to get priced out of their car.
Yes, and think of the cost of administering a program like this. You might pay $2 in a toll, and the government will contract with some Texas company to take $1.50 of it to administer it. It's ludicrous.
Well, and you know, when I've had people say, well, where's the toll plaza going to be? I've said, no, they're not going to do it that way. They're going to do it with, like on the East Coast, you almost can't drive around the East Coast without an Easy Pass, which is an electronic device you put on your windshield. And as you said, I don't disagree. If you say we're going to build a new bridge over the Columbia River between Portland and Vancouver, okay, charge a toll. It was originally paid for with a toll. That's okay to build something brand new and pay for that specific improvement. But they'll do it with an Easy Pass. They'll require everyone to have one, and then they'll have to set you up on a program. And for those people who show up without an Easy Pass, they'll probably have cameras on street corners. They'll probably repurpose the red light cameras or add to their function and say, snap a photo of Tim Sheldon's license plate if he comes from a rural area and doesn't have the big city Easy Pass, and we'll send him a bill in the mail, and it'll probably, I think the last time I drove across the 520 floating bridge, I actually paid more for the processing of the payment than I did for the payment for using the bridge. And you're absolutely right. They will tag everyone they can. And at some point, you know, I imagine the other piece of this, Tim, as Senator, that, and I want to ask you about this, is there are folks who say we have to do congestion pricing. Would you mind explaining your take on congestion pricing and what that really amounts to?
What it amounts to is that at peak times you pay more. It's the whole idea of the Lexus lane, basically. If you've got enough money, you're going to be able to get to wherever you want to get to faster. I think we all pay the road tax. We all pay our gasoline taxes based on how much consumption how much driving we do. I think that's a fair way to tax people for roads. And as you mentioned, there's vehicle license fees and other things. And I also have a bill this year to ban the vehicle miles traveled idea in the rural counties. Any county that has less than 100 people per square mile, you can't be taxed with that method. Now that will draw attention as well, because we're just creating two classes of citizens here. You know, the people in my district are not driving fancy cars. They are, the cars that sell in my district are go for about $2,000. And so you think of the people are buying that car because they don't have the income to spend on a luxury automobile, and they don't have the income to spend on a $10 a day toll one way, get $10 coming back. It's just beyond it. And they have to go to Seattle occasionally. They go through Seattle. Are we going to just stifle commerce as well and raise the price on groceries and everything else because of transportation costs? So,
well, imagine
there's a limit to what people can pay.
You know, there's another toll, Senator, that I'd like to suggest to you that is part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine this, and I wonder how Jenny Durkin, if she's ever willing to come on the show, Shama has, but Jenny Durkin, the mayor, is not. If you say, imagine the 25-year-old young lady or young man who works a job in the city, they work at a desk somewhere, they answer phones, they process paperwork, whatever, and they still drive a car more out of necessity because they, you know, when they get done with their job, they have to stop by and pick up the kids at daycare or pick up the kids at school. They've got to pick up groceries. They've got to do this, that. They've got the running around that they can do on the way home. And they do it. Maybe their trip home is an hour because they picked up the kids and the dry cleaning and the groceries. And now they got home. Instead, you're going to say to them, we're going to price you out of that car, ma'am. You're going to ride transit, and then somehow you're going to find a way riding transit to also pick up your kids and a couple of bags of groceries, and your commute will lengthen by maybe an hour. maybe an hour and a half, and you'll get home a lot later. So you're taxing them, not just the toll itself, but the one or two hours. And imagine taking 1 or 2 hours out of the time somebody has.
You're stealing their time.
Yeah, well, between sleep and work, we've only got so many hours left, and the government wants to take those.
And I'll tell you, when you start telling a woman who has young children that you're going to price them out of their car, they get very, very angry. Because when their kid, if they drop their kid off at daycare and something happens or some issue comes up, they want their car to get in and drive and get their kid right away.
Yep.
They're not going to take a bus over to the preschool. You know, it's going to be their car and they want it. And government is trying to take it away from us.
Senator, congratulations. Senate Bill 5104 introduced on Tuesday for consideration. The legislative session in Washington begins January 14th. I hope you get a lot of support from both sides of the aisle on this, Senator. You've certainly got my support. And by the way, since you're one of the first Democrats to come on recently, I want to put you on hold. My producers are going to get your address so we can send you a challenge coin because